Campbell and Farwell's Top 10 Moments of 2015.
Number 2.
When I was a kid, I was terrified of something that's only three apples high.
Was it Smurf?
Three apples, perhaps?
No, it couldn't have been Smurfs.
Yes.
What?
But it's different. This was actually a Smurf that was much bigger than three apples high. This was like three watermelons high if you stood the watermelons on their end. Maybe not even, it might have even been bigger than that. My sister won a ginormous Papa Smurf from the carnival.
Yes.
And she put it up in her, she put it in her bedroom on top of this bookshelf. And at night, in the dark, this hulking shape in her room scared the ever-loving crap out of me.
I was a fan.
Papa Smurf.
I was a fan of the Smurfs. And I was like, I don't know, six or seven when I was watching them on TV. Wouldn't that have made you like 14 years old?
Were no, you, I don't think I was
were 14. Were you afraid of Papa Smurf when you were like 14?
I was afraid of Papa Smurf when I was a kid.
Good math, Jennifer.
It's the first time for everything. Way to use it now to burn me. Anyway, that was my fear. The giant Papa Smurf.
What?
I was not 14.
I thought maybe you were... No.
because it was taller than me?
Well, you must... Maybe you were just on a... Just a little... Let's do a little more math, if you don't mind, just for 1 minute. Farwell, what year were you born in?
1976.
No, that's a
lie. 71.
71.
Yeah.
The Smurfs secured their place in North American pop culture in 1981, which would have meant you were 10 years old.
Yes.
And scared of Papa Smurf.
Smart with that.
Nothing. It's totally rational.
It's completely rational.
You
that thing
were
was
double
huge.
Digits and you were afraid of a Smurf.
That thing was huge. I think sometimes it moved. And came out of the room.
He's looking at me.
It talked.
You could stay home alone. You had a paper route.
Barely.
And you're afraid of the Smurfs.
Only Papa Smurf.
Okay.
It was huge.
It's 7:25.
Hi, Country 106.7. Who's this?
This is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
No, I'm on your side here, Farwell. Don't worry about it.
Oh, what? You are?
So, when I was really, really young, I had a giant 6-foot Bugs Bunny with, like, the wire frame inside of it so you can, you know, position and stuff like that.
Yeah.
My brother was absolutely terrified of this thing. He'd wake up in the middle of the night, see the thing, and just freak out and go and shove it in the closet.
That's where they belong. Those things are freakishly large and terrifying. Hi, Country 106.7. Who's this?
Hi, it's Earl.
Hey, Earl.
I got to come to your rescue, buddy.
Thanks, man.
I have a 23-year-old daughter who is terrified of the Smurfs.
See? Because...
Right. She says they are the creepiest things around.
Your daughter... You have a smart kid, Earl. A very smart girl on your hands.